This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to you, to your house, to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is defined in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ, whom God raised from the dead. And it says in Romans 1, verse 16, Paul states, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Verse 17, "Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by his faith." Amen. That's the gospel. Well, let me just say this briefly. You can look on Facebook and on my News Adventures and see what I'm saying more. But the judgment of God is certainly in operation against my enemies. Thank God. All right. We've been talking about faith. We talked about repentance of dead works, and we talked about faith toward God. And last night we ended up in John 14 and 16, I think, certainly 14, talking about faith. Faith is of the heart. We find that in Romans chapter 10. Faith is of the heart. We also find in Acts chapter 15, 8 and 9, that the heart is purified by faith. We find in Matthew 5, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We find 2 Corinthians 4, 13, "Faith is a spirit." We find in Galatians 5, 22, perhaps, that one of the fruit of the Spirit is faith. So, we find in Hebrews 11, verse 6, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must come to God, believing that he is God, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So, we're going to move on. We've got several hours yet.
Oh, yes.
On faith. Seven or so, I don't know. That's about 14 halves, if you can't divide. Now, what are we going to do today?
We're going to John 15, 7.
Oh, John.
Still talking about faith is in the heart.
Faith is in the heart. John 15, 7. John 15 happens to be a chapter in the 1970, the month of May, after I had sold my veterinary practice. I'd sold, I think, a farm at that time, and I don't know what else. Too much for my soul to handle. Oh, yes. And I had been spoken to by God about 3 a.m. in the Holiday Inn in Sherman and Denison, Texas. Spoke to me, Isaiah 30, verse 1. Whoa, you rebellious thing. Read it. Amen. Courier, no, not you. They can read it. Catherine Courier, I think, is working perhaps on 40 years. I don't know for sure, but she kind of told me she was concerned. If she doesn't, it's okay. No constraint with me, only God. So, God had convinced me March 31, 1970, I was a rebel. I was a rebel. That was amazing. He told me I was a rebel, and I was never the same after that. Never. I was not rebellious against authorities. Never had problems with authorities. And spent 4 years in the Navy, 6 years university, and what have you. But when God says you're a rebel, you're a rebel. Get it straight. And he'll convince you of it. And let me tell you this. You'll be the sickest thing that ever walked. No, you won't act sick. You'll be sick. Thank God. Amen. Now, I was sitting on my couch, middle of May, 1970, Springfield, Missouri. We owned a home in Springfield, Missouri. We owned one in McKinney, Texas. One of them in Springfield was on 2 acres, and one in McKinney was a smaller lot. Both of them were about the same age, really. And had a farm in Missouri. Look, I had too much money on my hands, too many activities to keep up with. But only God could tell me that. You couldn't. They were all moneymakers. Thank God. Now, so I was sitting on that couch, and I asked God a question. I said, who do I get with? And who do I follow? My Bible was laying on the couch to my right, opened it up, John 15. So, this is important to know it takes faith to do this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Right? Right? Impossible. So, let's read down to verse 7. What do you say?
All right. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples.
There it is in a nutshell. If you're going to be a disciple, you're going to bear much fruit. If you bear much fruit, you're going to glorify God. To do that, the words of Jesus has to abide in you, and you have to abide in him. He's a vine, you're the branch, I'm the branch. He's a true vine, the Father is a husbandman. No one can bear fruit, no one, without the Father, without the Son, without the Word of God in him. Furthermore, you cannot bear fruit without obedience. You must take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. You must. I had a discussion with some Baptist preachers about the cross. And they referenced the scripture. Take up your cross daily, follow Jesus. You were there. I said, what do? You take that cross and follow Jesus. That one goes around your neck. It's on your Bible. It's on the wall, in your hand, on your finger. Is that what you do? Did I not ask that?
That's what you asked. He said, you carry that around with you all day?
Did I get an answer?
Not a straight one.
Amen. Thank God. All of this is brought forth because of the gospel mixed with faith, led by the Holy Ghost, directed by the Father. You can't do it on your own. You can have all the people you want surrounding you, and you can call them fruit. But I'll tell you what they are. They're fruit unto death. Romans 7 talks about them. There are two kinds of fruit. One to death, and one that's live fruit. Now, where do we go, Kathy?
We go to John 1:1-5.
The book of John.
The book of John.
Amen. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let's go. John 1. These are words that I grew up when I was a young boy. Maybe 7, 8, I don't know. I know. I used to try to read these.
I used to think they were a riddle until I got to Water of Life.
I knew they were a riddle when I was a kid. But I would read this. In the beginning, is that what it says?
That's right.
It does?
In the beginning was the Word.
It was the Word. So in those days, I said, in the beginning was the Bible. No. In the beginning was the Word, right?
Right.
All right. Now, let me tell you. In the beginning was the Word. You want to know who the Word was? Jesus. You want to know what it says next?
And the Word was with God.
The Word was with God. In the beginning was Jesus. He and the Word, same. Was Jesus. And the Word was with God. Now, the riddle really gets bad. And the Word was God, right?
Right.
Now, how could you be with God and be God? This drives a religious person nuts. You say, this is about faith. Yes, it's about faith. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. Was with God. And the Word was God. Right?
Right.
The Word, in the beginning, the Word was Jesus. And the one that was with God was Jesus. And the one that was God was Jesus. Oh, this will send a 6, 7, 8-year-old boy that could read some into circles. You know that?
It could send a 50-year-old boy into circles.
Right. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Now, what's the next one?
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same was in the beginning. Who's the same? The Word. Who's the Word? Jesus. And he was with God. Was God with God? Amen. This is true. Now, what's the next one?
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Now, this is the one that used to confuse me. You see, I just knew that God the Father made everything. Why? Whoever thought a son could make something and the Father sat there and watched? Well, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Everything that was made by him, right?
Right.
Well, the Apostle Paul must have had some fun writing the book of Colossians. You know that? Because when he starts out with his pen inspired by the Holy Ghost to write Colossians 1, And he starts writing about the Word. But guess what? He had met the Word. He had met the Word in the road. He was blinded. He was blinded by a light. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Now there's another one. The Lord, David said, the Lord said to my Lord. The Lord Jesus and the Father is also Lord. Now, who art thou, Lord, on the road to Damascus? Well, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Well, I'm not persecuting you. Oh, yes, you are. You are persecuting my little ones. And when you persecute them, you're persecuting me. When you persecute me, Jesus says, you're persecuting the Father. You see, it doesn't bother me. All you say about me, I don't pay attention to. Your wicked tongue set on fire mail, talking about me, doesn't bother me at all. Because you know what? When you speak against me, you speak against Jesus. When you speak against Jesus, you speak against the Father. And Jesus is glorified, and so am I. Thank God. So is the Father. So, what people have written and said about me, I pay no attention to. No, you don't hurt this one. Your words can't hurt me. They've already tried. And by the grace and mercy of God, of whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel, the power of God, you can't hurt me. That power pushes your words back. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Read that on.
And verse 2, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
You get that? Nothing was made except he made it. Nothing. You know, these words drive a religionist nuts. You want to know why? Because God made a religion. He made you. Now we're talking about faith. God ministers faith. God is love. He's also a man of faith. He ministers faith. You can't come to God except through faith. When you come with faith to him, he'll hear you. And he'll respond to you. One time, years ago, when I was illiterate. Well, college professors are illiterate pertaining to things of God. I was telling God all the great acts that I was doing. I didn't have any money. And I was just telling God, you know, a whole list of them, probably A to Z. When I got through, he said, and I responded to faith. And I said, and that means I'm not speaking with faith. And you know, it's really difficult when you don't have any money and you believe that you're following God, you're obedient to God, and you tell God all the good deeds that you're performing daily, and he says, I respond to faith, that will suck the wind right out of you. You're like a ship without a sail. But gird up your loins and stand up and fight, and you'll get your faith. Now, where are we?
In him was life, and the light, life was the light of men.
And it was life. It still is.
Right.
Still is. The life of men. What do we do next?
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Oh, yeah. You know where that light shineth? In your heart. Well, that's where the light shines. In your heart. And when that light shines, of the glorious gospel shines in your heart, you won't comprehend it. Right? That's what it says.
Right.
What's the next verse?
Well, it says, the next verse is, there was a man sent from God, his name was John.
The light comprehended it? No. I mean, the heart. But when God opens your heart, you'll comprehend that light. And you'll say, don't go away from me. Don't go away from me. All of this darkness that has filled my heart all these years is suddenly illuminated and it's dissipated. And now I see light. I see light. Matthew chapter 10, I think it is, says, if the eye be single, the whole body is full of light. If that eye be evil, the whole body is full of darkness. And how great is that darkness? You won't be able to see where you're going. You're blind. Then we go to, what's it?
We're going to 14, verse 14.
That's what I thought.
And the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Right. The Word was made flesh. And the Word was Jesus, and he was born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Ghost. Born in a manger, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us from the law. Thank God. And when he was about 30, he started speaking to his own. They didn't receive him. They didn't have anything to do with it. His brother and sister said, get away from us. The word, Jesus, the word that was the beginning, was made flesh. He came flesh and blood like you and I. He dwelt among the human race. And his own received him not. Was the rest of that something about glory?
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Right. We beheld his glory, raised from the dead. The only begotten. We were talking to some preachers recently. They didn't get it. Begotten from the dead. They said he was begotten from the manger. My God, his mother picked him up. But when he died on the cross and was buried and went to hell, only God could be get him from hell, from the grave. And that's what happened. That's what the Father did. The only begotten from the dead. Beyond his glory. Where was his glory? Seated at the right hand of the Father. High and lifted up. high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. Where are we headed next?
Well, we're finished with that tape. We can go on to Faith Equips Us to Reign. It is 7:24.
Faith that equips us to reign.
Right.
Now, where would we go with that
one? We would go to Hebrews 6, 1 and 2 and Ephesians 3, 16 and 17.
Well, let's read Hebrews 6. Amen. This happens to be the six principles of the doctrine of Christ. You know, without faith, you're not going to reign. Do you know that? You cannot reign with Jesus. You cannot reign with the Father except through faith. The six principles of the doctrine of Christ tells us about, well, let's read them, see what they are.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
Repentance from dead works and faith toward God. You'll have to be led to repentance, Romans 2:4. The goodness of God leads us to repentance, led to repentance of dead works, your conscience purged by the blood of Jesus. Thank God, walking in the gospel. When you get that, then you can believe the gospel. You believe the gospel. And guess what? When you believe the gospel, it's called the word of faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. It is the word of faith which we preach. In your heart and in your mouth. The word of faith which we preach. Verse 9. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe he was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. We shall be saved, made sound, set in safety, saved. The word is salvation. Right. If you believe the death, burial, resurrection, if you believe the word of faith, which is in your heart and in your mouth, then it says in verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Righteousness is by faith unto all, upon all that believe. Romans 3. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There's the word of faith. You know, if you got some faith, you, God gave it to you. No question. And the gospel and the word of faith are the same. Now, I just said something that got my mind going this way, but my heart says, you got it, keep talking. The word is thy thee, in thy heart, in the mouth, word of faith which we preach. One of the blind boys are going to come with Candace Mine, and they're going to do, it is well with my soul. God bless you. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.